Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, let's wet the whistle a little bit, shall we? Like Kenny at a dive bar, it's time for football today. All right, Mike, David, let's have some fun. It's Super Bowl week. So I found this article. It's a ranking of current NFL quarterbacks who have not won a Super Bowl, but we're going to rank them.
Okay, so the guys without a ring.
Guys without a ring, but we're going to rank them from 13 to 1. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
At 13, it's Trevor Lawrence. Jacksonville, a lot of injuries, a lot of potential. Duval.
That weirdo is going to be his saving grace. Yeah, I'm good with it. But this is bleeper, get off the pot. Liam Cohen, Dave Canales started it with Baker. Liam Cohen continued it. If Liam Cohen has that effect on Trevor Lawrence, he will absolutely, he'll be up to 6 or 7 on this list next year. It's now or never, though. Enough's enough.
Because they have to do so much around him to build that franchise up. So, yeah, I agree. 13.
All right. Let's move to the NFC South. We're going to go with Baker Mayfield, Tampa.
I think it's a little low. Listen, Baker has not been on really good teams. Yes, Mike Evans is a real blessing. But when you look at the rest of what Tampa Bay has, the fact that he walked in as an alleged bridge quarterback, he's led them to back-to-back playoffs. He's led them to playoff wins. And he has it all on him. I think this is a little low for me. Plus, he has now gone into a franchise and the entire franchise has rallied around him. The off-the-field personality that some of these guys don't possess. I think he's I'll regret saying this when Rico does receipts in 2027.
Where's the stylus?
He's a franchise quarterback. And I think
that's not receipts, Mike. That's, you know what? If anybody who gets upset with what you just said, you're a hypocrite in this town because the same thing happened with a certain quarterback who's here.
Ah. Aha.
Went to a different place, and all of a sudden, football started working for him. Go ahead, David.
I understand what you're saying, Mike. I understand what you're saying, Rico, but I'm looking at the roster around him, and his number one weapon is old. He's getting long in the tooth, and that's the concern. When it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker's great, but when the roster is getting old around you, that's a problem.
Okay. At number 11, Green Bay Packer quarterback, Jordan Love.
Similar to Lawrence, next year's a huge year. Now, I think this year got sideswiped by injury, right? Opening week, MCL comes back, blows out his groin. I'll chalk it up, move on. But next year, I think he'll be a lot higher on this list. But he's got to tighten up some of the mechanics. The throwing off the back foot for no reason drives me insane.
Yeah.
Maybe the NFL shouldn't send a team to Brazil and maybe the, you know, footing would have been just fine. But I agree with everything Mike said. That's all I have to say is Brazil.
All right, then, David, I'll let you start this one then. At number 10, Justin Herbert.
That was a ghastly finish to the season. Go ahead.
Justin Herbert is a really good quarterback. What they've done is they try to limit his mistakes now. It's now a run-first offense. And I think seeing what they've done, building that offensive line to help him, they need defense, though, for that roster to take the next step. I still think they take a next step this year, though. Yeah. Justin Herbert's really good.
Maybe they get defense. They jump into Myles Garrett.
They get DK Metcalf and Colston Loveland. That's what I think they get. And you know that little gym rat lad McConkey is going to turn into, you know, modern Pro Bowl like Danny Amendola or something ridiculous. Some annoying player.
Yep. You got to compare him with another white wide receiver,
man. Okay, fair. Wandell Robinson, undersized but tries hard. I don't know.
Tyreek Hill. All right.
Definitely not.
At number 9, Texans quarterback CJ Stroud.
Wow, they really dinged him for the second year slump, huh?
They really did. He has to take a huge jump in year 3. They found out what he was on tape, and they blitzed him a ton this season. He has to get better.
Yeah, but O-line was bad. Nico was hurt. Woods died. Or not Robert Woods. What am I saying? Numbnuts. Steph Diggs died.
Oh, yeah.
Tank Dell's leg is in seven pieces. The O-line sucks.
And basically the knock on him is he's reached the divisional round in both seasons, but he can't get past that.
Well, the Texans, period, can't get past it.
Oh, wait just one effing minute. Lamar Jackson's been in the league for 7-8 years. This kid's been in the league for two.
Lamar Jackson has made the championship game.
Did he?
Win an MVP or two.
Oh, I'm making a point. The kid's in his second year. Don't start that narrative.
Okay.
The Texans can't get past the division around. That's not CJ Stroud.
That's more than your Steelers can do.
You know what? Keep this same energy because that number eight is Brock Purdy.
It's probably an appropriate rating. He's played big in big games. He's had more success than the guys beneath him on the list. I don't have to like him, but the reality is he may have gone to two Super Bowls if he didn't blow his elbow out in the championship game in Philly. Hate to see it. No, but yeah, it's probably fair, okay? There, no slander. I'm in a good mood.
All I have to say about Brock Purdy is see what he is when he loses a few of his weapons. See what
he did this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they still were in games.
Were they?
Well, he didn't kick the field goals. He didn't miss the field goals, David.
Oh, so you want to blame the Michigan kicker on your season.
See, yes. This is what David does when he's doing marital counseling with people. This is how he judges them.
Right.
They come in the room, oh, really?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's all your fault. He wasn't on the defense that lost five games in the final 2 minutes. So, all right, at number seven,
yes,
Jaden Daniels.
I'm fine with it because it's a one-year sample size. I mean, he could be number one on the list from ability, projection, but from actual data, resume, it's probably appropriate to keep him right in the median, like right in the middle. But I could make a case he's number one.
I agree with you, Mike. We'll see what happens next season, but he can go either way.
The only way I'll be upset, if he has Caleb ahead of him on this list, I'm going to have a problem.
Well, I think he probably is.
Can't be.
At number six, we have Dak Prescott.
Oh, Jesus.
Get out.
Come on.
If this is a top 13, he'd be 14th. No respect for Dak. Also, terrible soup commercials. I'm out.
No, thank you on Dak. I'm good on him.
I'm out. I'm not kidding. I'm not even being like slanderous about it. I don't like him over any of the players you just listed, maybe with the exception of Trevor Lawrence.
Because I'm glad Lawrence Dallas has been stuck with him.
Bitterly disappointing.
Okay. At number five, Jared Goff. The MVP of the Pro Bowl.
Okay. Ready?
For those who watched.
Too high on the list. He should be down by Purdy. That was a total dud that he laid this year in the playoffs. I'd probably have him around 7 or 8. Go ahead. You guys can yell at me.
I still think
he's good. I'm happy he's the Lions quarterback.
Dude, he won the Pro Bowl competition 7-on-7.
I would swap him out with Jaden Daniels. I just would.
There you go.
Put him at seven?
Yeah, right in the middle.
At number four, here's where it's going to get interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
Joe Burrow.
I mean, I have no problem with him being in the top four. I got to hear who the top three are, but he's already been to a Super Bowl. He's one of the only people who can beat Mahomes in Arrowhead. And he had that team a whisker away from the playoffs this year after catching fire and carrying them. Last year, getting hurt with the wrist thing. I don't know. I'm good with it. I love Joe Cool.
Yeah, I'm fine with him at four. I probably would have him higher. I guess they're putting him at four because of the question mark of losing T. Higgins and what does the offense change and look like without it. But, I mean, he should be number one for me.
Well, that's what I said. Because at number three, and this guy has a chance to right a wrong, is Jalen Hurts.
I'll live with it. He's in his second Super Bowl. I understand he's with one of the preeminent organizations in the league, and Howie Roseman is an evil genius. I don't think he's better than the players behind him, though. If that's like, I can say he's not bad.
Right.
But if I have a chance at Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow, I'm taking Burrow. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's a little high on the list. I'd probably drop him down to five.
Okay.
Yeah, Burrow will be over him.
At number two, Josh Allen.
He pooped his pants in Kansas City, man. I thought he'd grown out of it, but he was nervous at the start of the game, and he bleeped himself at the end. I'll live with it because I don't feel like getting into a fight, but there are a couple guys. Like, I'd put Burrow ahead of him because he's actually done it.
Well, I said Burrow at four was a little controversial because at number one,
Lamar
is Lamar Jackson.
I'd have him down at five. We're done here.
See, I can't have anyone ahead of Burrow when Burrow has actually beaten Mahomes. They have not.
I'd put Lamar right around Purdy where I'm at with him.
Three-time MVP?
That pick, that fumble, terrible throw to Mark Andrews.
Just going to let him off the hook.
I'm done with him. I've had it.
Jesus.
But I like the list. But I'm with David. I think making a Super Bowl, you got to bump Burrow to one. I think Goff's a little overrated. I think Dak shouldn't be on the list. DQ. DQ. DP. Right. Coach the, CD. Coach's that's a decision.
Current ranking of current quarterbacks that haven't won a Super Bowl, 97-1.